Hello and welcome to Dating Don God's Way. I'm your friendly Christian relationship counselor, Tolu. I started this podcast after I began my journey as a single saved woman trying to navigate the dating scene in a godly way. And I've learned a ton since. Here, I share tips to make it easy for you to date in a godly way. I've watched my clients navigate the dating scene, enter godly relationships and marriages, and even step into motherhood. I want to do the same for you. I know how hard it is to be saved and dating. Trust me, I get it. And I'll be sharing tips to get you started on your own journey to your own godly marriage. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single power-packed episode.
Welcome to my channel. So today I wanted to talk to you about why men always ghost you. So if you notice that you're in a constant pattern whereby men don't talk to you for very long, they lose interest, they are not paying attention the way they were at the initial point of contact, you're really struggling when it comes to keeping male attention, this is for you. If you're new here, my name is Tolu. I'm a Christian dating coach. I specialize in helping women of faith attract their husbands. Very soon, we're launching our Wife in Waiting group coaching program. That's where I'm going to show you how to date to attract quality men in as little as 90 days, just like I've helped my clients do inside Wife in Waiting. For now, make sure you're on my broadcast channel because I am sharing daily dating prompts to help you kickstart your dating life. So yeah, I'm really excited to welcome you into the Wife in Waiting program. We'll be launching very soon. I have an Instagram masterclass training next week that I would really encourage you to attend if you're struggling to attract men. So let's talk about why men always ghost you. First thing is you're getting too attached. You're prematurely attached. So what this looks like is you're overexcited about the connection. You're quick to respond to texts. You're quick to respond to calls. You're overly available. You're emotionally constantly thinking about this person. They have the ability to affect your mood for the entire day. You're not feeling great. You speak to them. You start feeling amazing. You don't hear from them. You start feeling muffled emotionally. You're in constant state of confusion. You're too attached. Those are just some examples. So if any of the things I just said resonate with you, you're definitely too attached to that person. They have too much emotional hold on you. And the thing about getting emotionally attached prematurely is it makes it difficult for a man to desire to pursue you. Because what's the point? You're always available. They're getting as much emotional and probably more than they bargained for time out of you. Because they're just getting to know you. So I was talking to my Wife in Waiting clients about this today, because in the Wife in Waiting program, we have coaching calls where I work with them on their dating habits. I coach them through the right way to date. And I was talking about how to counter this, which is with casual intimacy. I'm going to briefly explain what it is here, but in Wife in Waiting, we break it down. I like to make sure our coaching and our curriculum is very practical. So when you join the Wife in Waiting program, you're going to get an entire template breaking down for you how not to get emotionally attached. I call it casual intimacy. Basically means you're able to create an environment of interest, interact with men, be involved and get to know them without getting attached, without being emotionally drained, without being emotionally invested. The problem with you getting emotionally invested is it clouds your judgment. You find that you start attributing too many things to this guy. If you find that you're making excuses for him, sounds like, oh, he's sick, you know, that's why he hasn't called. Oh, he said he's really busy, that's why I haven't heard from him. Oh, he's just in a bad mood, that's why he's talking to me disrespectfully. If you find that that's how your thought pattern is starting to develop, you're definitely too attached. And because of that, you're clouding your judgment. So you're not able to see clearly. And what happens as a result is the desire for that man to pursue you is going to drop, and it will drop drastically. That's why within 24, 48, 72 hours, in some cases, you notice that he's suddenly not as responsive. He's suddenly not responding to your messages. He's not as expansive in his comments. He keeps making more and more excuses. You notice that all of a sudden you don't hear from him again. That's why that's happening. You get way too attached. Another thing I want to talk to you about is you're talking to emotionally unavailable men. And the reason you're doing this partly is because you're also emotionally unavailable. I can't get into that too much here, but I want you to really think about how you're emotionally unavailable. Now, when you join the Wife in Waiting program, the first thing you're introduced to is our dating curriculum so that we can start looking at the right way for you to date. And you will start seeing as you go through that filter that we provide in our dating dating curriculum, exactly what you're doing wrong as you're dating and what you need to shift. You'll start seeing how you're emotionally unavailable, why that's coming up, how it's affecting the quality and caliber of men you're attracting. Right now, men are always ghosting you because that is the kind of man you're attracting, someone that is not available to emotionally connect with you. Let's not even talk about commitment. So anytime you share something that is vulnerable, that is some sort of signal for connection, he withdraws. So if you notice you're trying to share with him, I don't know, about your business, or you're trying to talk to him about your emotions, your family, he becomes less responsive, he becomes less involved, he starts to withdraw from the conversation. It is likely because he's emotionally unavailable. Now there's the flip side, which is that you're sharing too much too soon. But let's just explore it from the angle of emotional unavailability. So how this looks like is he's not available to connect with you emotionally. He doesn't want to emote. What this means is he's not willing to tell you what gets him excited, he's not willing to explain his emotions to you, he's not willing to, you know, provide a comfort area for you to be able to be emotionally expressive. He shuts it down. So that means that you're trying to connect with emotionally unavailable men. He's gonna ghost. And if you've experienced this with different men, like these examples I just gave, that is potentially the reason why this is happening. Now, when you become a wife in waiting client, we work with you on looking at patterns in the way you attract men. Just by going through our curriculum, you are able to see what you're doing wrong. Literally by just using our curriculum, which come with tasks for you to be able to practicalize, because I do not believe in theory. You can practicalize immediately you join the program, our steps and our strategies, which is how we're able to get you to connect with quality men in as little as 90 days. One of the ways we do this is by making sure you are not entertaining emotionally unavailable men, because that's just going to be a waste of time, because that kind of person is not available for commitment, which is obviously what you're looking for when you're dating to marry. Now, the third reason why men always ghost is because you're too invested in getting to know them. You're way too invested. You're too invested in getting to know how they think, what his day is like. You are suddenly the one pursuing. Have you ever experienced this? It feels like you're the one asking more questions. You're the one looking to connect. You're the one looking to, you know, be involved. You're too invested in getting to know them. What should actually be happening is he should be the one making that effort. He should be the one trying to get you to connect on a deeper level, especially when you are just getting to know each other, especially when you're in the talking stage. And one of the brilliant things we do in Wife in Waiting is we break down the stages of dating so that you know exactly what to expect at each stage. It's because you don't know what to expect that you're acting like a girlfriend to someone you just started talking to 2 weeks ago. It's because you don't know what to look out for that you're in the talking stage for months with different men and you're completely confused as to what is happening. When you go through our program, you know the right timeline for different stages in the process of dating like a wife, because that's why it's called Wife in Waiting. We show you how to date like a wife so that you attract quality men that you can actually marry. Now, one of the things you're doing wrong is you're way too invested in getting to know him. So that puts you out of alignment. It takes you out of position, because what should be happening is he should be the one invested in trying to get to know you. He should be the one trying to be asking all the questions. You're the one meant to be paying attention to his patterns, his personality, but you don't have time to do that because you're too invested in getting to know him. You're trying to connect too quickly. You're moving at you're moving at a pace that suggests that you start to chase him and he is becoming less and less interested in pursuing you. And what happens as a result is he disappears. And I want you to understand this. Men ghost because they don't owe you anything. He is not your boyfriend. If your boyfriend ghosts on you, that's a whole different life. That's just a whole different thing. We address, like, in the Wife in Waiting program, we call ourselves sisters. So it's a sisterhood. So we have a community of single, ambitious, lovely, safe women that are sharing their different dating experiences. So you don't have to make the same dating mistakes. So we have clients in the program that have progressed from being single to dating to in a relationship. There was even one time we had two clients that got engaged at the same time, completely different sides of the world. One was in Canada, one was in the UK. We have clients that have never dated, that are just experiencing the dating process, getting to really understand how to be able to express themselves to men. And that is the value in that community. The reason I share this here is because I just mentioned if your boyfriend ghosts on you, that's a completely different issue. So if you're in our community, you get to see different angles to how people experience dating, and you also get the benefit of my coaching to be able to help you to make the right decisions depending on your own unique situation, so that you can shift it to actually start dating in a healthy way. Now, when you're too invested, bringing it back to this, what happens is you're going to find yourself in positions of consistent confusion. That is the narrative to your dating pattern. You're always confused. You know, you don't know why he stopped talking to you. You don't know why the interest fizzled out. You don't know what exactly is going on, what you're meant to do differently. It is because you moved out of position and you started pursuing. And if you're pursuing as a woman, you're just chasing, because it's not in our nature. You feel so, as a result, you feel exhausted, irritated, you feel emotionally rejected. So that's why, and I want you to understand, he's ghosting because he doesn't owe you anything. This isn't your boyfriend, okay? So he could decide to drop the conversation at any point in time. What's interesting is if you keep meeting men that decide to drop the conversation this particular way, which is they just disappear with no, like, with no hints, no clue, that means that there is something in the way you're choosing the men that you're connecting with. You're getting way too involved, way too invested. That's why that's happening. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is you're not available to meeting men. Your options are too slim. So that's why you're getting overly excited when you meet a guy that you potentially feel attracted to. You're way too excited because you're not used to this. So what we do in Wife in Waiting is I help you to develop an online dating profile. I help you maximize your offline dating opportunities. In fact, on our call yesterday, one of our sisters, I put her through how she can maximize her offline dating opportunities. I helped her to see the gaps that she wasn't necessarily aware of that was getting in the way of her creating an environment where she could connect more easily with people offline, because we don't know how you're going to meet your husband, right? We, you know, I've had clients that have met their spouses, friends, family, online, offline. We don't know how this is going to happen. So we want to maximize your opportunities to meet quality men online and offline. And in Wife in Waiting, we show you how to do both. Now, you are not doing that. You're not meeting enough men. You are too focused on the men that you do come in contact with, which tend to be few and far between in terms of how much you find them attractive, which is why you overly make yourself available whenever you come in contact with a guy that seems to match what you want. You get too emotionally invested in it. You get way too excited. You focus on him a bit too much. You hyper focus even. You start to lose interest in things around you. He takes up way too much of your time, even when you're not talking to him. He has too much control over how your day goes, your emotional capacity. Of course he's gonna ghost, because you're just putting way too much, it's like putting too much pressure on something that cannot take it. It's gonna crack. So what happens is when that energy starts being, you know, too much for him, he's going to pull back, he's going to disappear. And another reason why men ghost is you spend too long in the wrong stage. So what I mean by that is, like I said, in the Wife in Waiting program, we break down for you the stages of dating so that you know what to expect at each stage of the process leading to marriage. And we give you practical steps to be able to implement regardless of where you are, regardless of if you've never dated, if you're divorced, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 20s, it doesn't matter. All those clients have been able to use our program to their benefit to be able to connect with quality men. Now, here's the thing. If you're spending too long in the talking stage, he is going to disappear. Because guess what? The fact that you're even spending too long in the talking stage should let you know it's a very strong indication that he is not interested in anything serious. He definitely doesn't value your time, doesn't see you as a priority, doesn't want to connect intimately. So of course he's going to disappear at some point. So one of the reasons why men always ghost you is you spend too long in the different stages of dating and you're not paying attention, you're not discerning, which is another skill we show you how to use in Wife in Waiting. Because in as much as we provide practical dating advice, we are a Christian based program. So I show you how to be able to hear from the Lord, how to discern. We have declarations to make sure you're as spiritually sensitive through your dating process. Now, one of the things that cause men to ghost is you're spending too long in the wrong stage. And usually I tend to see through my work that you're spending too long in the talking stage. It becomes a whole situationship. You find that the guy withdraws, he becomes emotionally unavailable, and then he disappears and appears in your life as he pleases. Because let me tell you something, you shouldn't be in a position where a guy can just come in and out and meet you in the exact same spot. That means you didn't move, whether emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever the case may be. It means you didn't move. So what the skill we show our clients how to do inside Wife in Waiting is how to move through the dating process. Waiting requires motion. When they say you should wait, you know, like when you're positioned and you're waiting, it requires your participation. You should be proactive in your dating process. It is part of the reason men start to see your value. It is part of the reason that fuels their desire to pursue you. And we show you how to do this in the program, but speaking about this, this is one of the reasons why, you know, why men always ghost. Hey Queen, I see you're enjoying this episode. If you're ready to date three quality men in the next 90 days, and you heard that right, in just 90 days, you could be going on dates with three quality men, then apply for Wife in Waiting. Wife in Waiting is my Christian dating group coaching program that shows you exactly how to date like a wife to attract quality, godly, masculine men you can date to marry. We make this so simple, and we've successfully helped our clients achieve this. To apply for this Christian dating program, click the link in the show notes, or feel free to send me an email at tolu@tolufaladi.com with your inquiry being how to start Wife in Waiting. Send me an email at tolu@tolufaladi.com. All the details will be in the show notes. Let's get back to our episode. You give them too much time. Okay, that's another thing. So again, back to this concept of casual intimacy. I break it down for my clients. I show them how to practice. This is a concept I came up with to be able to help women to date without getting emotionally invested and attached prematurely, so that you are able to consistently show your value in a visible way. Right? So you're giving them too much time. Okay, so in the talking stage, y'all call it the talking stage. In Wife in Waiting, we call it the friendship stage, but for sake of comprehension, I'm gonna call it the talking stage here. So in the talking stage, you're spending way too much time on this person. You're not dividing your time enough. I don't care if you're just talking to one person, they definitely shouldn't be taking all your free time. So what is happening is, because there are men have a sense for these things, they know when they're top of mind. Have you ever experienced that thing where you're moving on with your life and your ex randomly starts to call you? He comes out of nowhere, or that guy that disappeared years ago just reappears. They can sense when you're moving on. So it's important that in the talking stage, as an example, you're not giving too much time because they haven't earned it. It's important that your exclusivity is earned. And I'm not just talking about the title of being in an exclusive relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm talking about your time. I'm talking about your availability. That should be earned. You don't just give it free. If you give anything like that freely, no one is going to take you seriously. So what happens as a result is, he doesn't see any problem with him ghosting because you're always there. He can always come back. He can always reappear at any point in time. So you don't want to give too much time in the talking stage. You definitely, and again, these aren't manipulation tactics. These are just dating tactics and dating strategies that I show you how to do to be able to optimize your process so that you are in alignment to meet quality men and you can attract the right person for you. So when you're dating like a wife, there's a conviction and a confidence that is behind that calling. And we show you how to embody this through the Wife in Waiting program. That translates into how you are available to men. So you definitely don't want to be giving this guy too much time because he's not going to value it. And what happens as a result is he doesn't see any issue with him ghosting. He doesn't even characterize it as ghosting because that's how he's been approaching you in the first place. So it's important to understand that as you're dating. Another reason is you're overly available. Okay, I've said this in so many ways, but let me explain it this way right now. You're overly available. So he can call, text, demand to see you anytime, any place. You are just there. So of course there's not going to be a priority attached to you as a person, and that's going to translate into how he decides to treat you. So this is where you notice the disrespect starts coming in, where he starts disregarding your emotions, where you try and explain yourself and it is not taken seriously, and he emotionally manipulates you. He ghosts, you know, he comes back, disappears, or in some cases they just disappear forever. And you are noticing that this is a constant cycle with men that you talk to after every couple of weeks. It's because you're too available. It's not like you don't have a life, but you're just giving them way too much access to you prematurely. So of course they're not going to value it. And how we counter this through the wife and waiting process is I show you how to pace yourself through the dating process. I show you how to talk to men in a way that is casual and yet create a connection that is substantial. Because another thing that is happening is the conversations you're having are not substantial. And I'm not saying talk about anything deep, anything kind of heavy. I'm saying that it's substantial in the way where you are involved, interactive, interesting, and yet you are not in a position whereby you are putting yourself at the short end of the stick, right? That's what I mean. And we show you with our conversation template how to create that dynamic when you're talking to men inside Wife in Waiting. And finally, they just weren't that into you, which in itself, the problem there is you're just talking to men that do not find you attractive. And the reason why this is happening is more of an internal reason than an external reason. So what I mean by that is it probably has something to do with your self-concepts, the way you see yourself. It probably has something to do with how you value your time, how you see yourself as an attractive woman, and that's translating into what you're putting up with from men. So you're entertaining men that do not necessarily find you attractive, you're entertaining men that do not necessarily want to connect with you substantially, and you would have picked this up pretty early on if you were valuing yourself. If you were valuing yourself, you would have picked it up pretty early on. You would have noticed it in terms of the conversational pattern, how much he wanted to talk to you, what he wanted to talk to you about. So I get questions around, oh, men always want to talk to me about sex. It's because he's not interested in talking to you about anything more substantial. It's because he doesn't see you as a potential partner. And it's because you're talking to the wrong men. That's why this is happening. It has nothing to do with you're doing something or saying something. It is just about how he is seeing you. And it's really important that you build your self-concept. In other words, how you see yourself, so that you are able to dissociate, so to speak, from reacting to how people treat you. Because if you start, because I see situations whereby women, oh, because only married men are approaching me, I'm not talking to men, that's foolishness. I know a number of situations where married men always approach single women. It did not start today and it's not going to end tomorrow. But what you want to do is make sure that you're creating opportunities to meet single available men, right? You don't want to start creating negative dating patterns based on negative experiences in dating, which I see women do a lot, which is why you struggle to attract quality men, because they are not interested in negative dating patterns. So what we do with you through the Wife in Waiting process is, when you start going through our curriculum, when you start applying our tasks, I provide tasks throughout our curriculum to keep things practical, and you show up for coaching. If you can't show up for coaching, because our clients are all over the world, we have recorded calls, you listen to the recordings, you share your dating process. I've seen clients go through this process, move from being in situationship, toxic dating cycles, to healthy, quality connections with men, and to the point where they're just choosing the right partner for them and entering into marriage. So the reason I break this down for you is I want you to understand that you can create the dating experience you desire. And we show you how to do this through the Wife in Waiting program. We're opening our doors soon. This is a group coaching program. It's 12 months. I'm going to be working with you through this group coaching container to understand how to date like a wife, so that you're attracting quality men in as little as 90 days that you can start going on dates with to step into a committed relationship leading to marriage. So we're opening our doors soon. I'm super excited to welcome our new sisters, my new clients, into Wife in Waiting. For now, make sure that you are in my broadcast channel. I'm sharing dating prompts on there, and I have a really detailed masterclass training next week Sunday on attracting quality men in just 30 days. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? So I'm gonna go through why men always ghost you. I'm gonna say it again. Make sure you like this and share with a sister friend that you know is gonna benefit from it. It's because you get too attached, you're talking to emotionally unavailable men, you're too invested in getting to know him, you're spending too long in the talking stage, or you're just spending too long in the different stages of dating. You're not available to meet other men. You are over available to men because you don't think you're an attractive woman. They just weren't that into you. And you're talking to men that are not emotionally available. Awesome. I'll talk to you guys again soon. And I hope to welcome you into Wife in Waiting. Bye.